Wakey coasties, when the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast, 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer, our podcast for Thursday, the 27th of January. Yeah. Your daughter.
Apple of my eye.
Holy geez. And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, apparently.
Genetic influence. It does it. Is it a real thing? I think it is.
Dronesy called about the flags not being flown at Yamina. And also, what we looked at this morning, what should Central Coast really ban?
Well, there's plenty of stuff. We got some calls.
Triple M.
Yeah, things happen in life when you go, oh, I got that from my dad. I got that from, you know, it's a genetic thing. Things are passed down. My dad and my brother and myself, we all cough exactly the same way so we can identify each other in a crowd.
So
like that. And that's, it's exactly the same for all three of us. Hang on. That's it. I used to go to church and find dad in the classroom. But this is coming up next, is it?
It's now.
So that's what happens.
But it is true. It is true.
Is that the same? Ready? And I used to ride my bike to church, and I'd stand at the door because Dad, you know, he'd go early, like half an hour early, and I'd go, I'm not going there that early.
Actually, with Dylan Norcott, that's the final. Sorry about that today.
Yeah, this is the final. But that's what I thought.
Yeah, sorry about that. But I write like Mum used to.
You have same handwriting.
Yeah, weird, eh? Weird.
So you know how to write?
Not really, but I try to. But there are idiosyncrasies that each like I know if I'm calling my sister over the or my brothers when I'm ringing them at home and I say, God, you like Dad, just with different things he used to do.
Things you do.
Yeah.
Well, this happened to Greta. She was around at a friend's place and her mum called me. You know how when you bring in your lunch and you try and feed it to me, I don't eat it?
Yes.
I don't want it.
Dad used to do that.
I do not want to eat your lunch.
I actually text you last night and I said, I made some world famous risotto. Do you want some? And why do you refuse to eat my food? That's another issue.
I don't want to eat your prepared food. No.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway, I was speaking to a mate of Greta's mum. So Greta's 7 years old. She's at a mate's place for a play date. Yeah. And then Mum Louise is talking to me afterwards. And she said, Greta's lovely because she hadn't been there before. I said, oh, thank you. She said, it's funny though. I offered her some lunch and she said, oh, no, thanks. I normally don't eat other people's food.
Oh, that is you. And I said, sorry, Louise.
Yeah. And then she goes, oh, look, I will have some cream cheese on a Jats cracker if you've got some.
But that is you.
She wouldn't go around to her friend's house and eat a prepared lunch.
That is cheap off the old block.
Food. And it's never come up. She's done, that's all off her own bat. That's genetic.
Well, that is funny because yesterday I watched a movie called Mr. Brooks. It was from 2007. It was with Kevin Costner and Demi Moore. And you know what the daughter had in common with the father?
What was that?
You know what the father was?
What?
A serial killer.
Just runs in the family, I guess.
True. Actually, that's true. Have a look at that movie. It's really good.
What a defense that'd be. My dad made me do it.
Triple M.
Now, mate, what they're doing on the tennis court, the cock and the other K, they're calling the twos, is fake. When it comes to doubles, and we spoke to Tony Jones from Channel 9.
Tony Jones is now on his calendar as the must-watch item of the day.
Yeah, it is.
It is these two guys playing doubles tennis.
And it's going very, very well for the boys.
Yeah.
But is there off-court antics upsetting a lot of people? Now, this was the post-match after their win on Tuesday. This is Kokkinakis and Kyrgios. Nick Kyrgios speaks first.
Unreal scenes. You know, like when we were young playing on the 12s, we grew up in Melbourne Park, and to say that we did it together, semi-finals, and I'm not finished. I want to win this f***ing thing, to be honest, bro.
This is a brand new arena built for this park for this year, and you guys are really making it your own.
When we walk through that tunnel, there's no feeling like it. We're seeing these stands packed. Everyone's going bunta. We don't want anything else. This is perfect. I haven't played in a doubles match, even a singles match, with atmosphere like this. Hopefully Craig's watching and keeps us on this court. The rowdier, the better from everyone, honestly. Sink, piss, and come here.
Oh, yeah. And then what do you say to your 7, 8, or 9-year-old child that's there with you who loves tennis and just wants to be, you know, have a bigger and brighter future?
Well,
these two are pork chops.
Yeah, what you actually say that when they get older, they can...
The rowdier, the better from everyone, honestly. Sink, piss, and come here.
That's what you say. That's what you say.
What's a buntai? Is that
A tie?
He said, get on the buntai or something.
Yeah.
Oh, bunta. Bunta. What's bunta?
Get on the bunta.
B-O-O-N-T-A. I don't know. Can anyone explain? But Andrew Bolt...
That's what you do when you can't think of anything. You just make up a word.
Well, Andrew Bolt in the telly today, he said zero kudos for the K's. Whipping crowds into a vile, boorish frenzy cast aspersions on the Australian Open. Like, is it the right thing to do? Mark, we spoke to Mark from Springfield. You know,
supposed to be this, you know, prestigious event in the tennis calendar. I just don't see.
Would you get it at Wimbledon or Roland Garros?
It's fine to go along to the tennis, have a couple of cans, and go and get loud as a crowd member and just cheer on, show your support. But then to be booing other players and
has it gone too far? Do you think?
I just think it's not cool.
Yeah. But look, we can, after all said and done.
As you said before, who is responsible? Is it the cock leading the the Kyrgios, or the Kyrgios leading the Kakanakis?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're upset
about it.
Are
they just as bad as each other?
The better from everyone, honestly. Sink, piss, and come here.
Come on, fellas.
Feels good. Triple M.
We must speak about what happened yesterday, how no flags were allowed to be flown on the main street of your minor. Mm. This has happened since 2017.
Is that right? I didn't realise that.
Yeah, since 2017, due to council bureaucrats claiming it might offend people.
We've got a few questions, actually, for Dave Farmer from Coasties.
And Crouchy, our member for Terrigal MP, said the council not backing flags along the busy strip was a very poor decision. So we're going to speak to David Farmer about that. You better get that, mate.
Fair enough. Hang on. Hello, Triple M.
Yes. Good morning. It's the man who believes that if any battler on Struggle Street needs a pole to fly their flag, come and see me.
All right.
You have to buy me a drink first, though. Paddy Rob Palmer, good morning.
Of course, it was a very contentious decision by the council not to allow the Australian flag to be flown at your mining yesterday.
Robert, after the last few years, nothing surprises me with the council.
Mm.
They are hoping this year also to ban Easter, Christmas, New Year, anyone's birthday, and also trying to stop jam being put into donuts, just in case any of the above offends anyone.
Maybe they should ban Mondays, because on Sunday afternoon, I start detesting the first day of the week, Big L.
You know, that is not as silly as it seems. So if the council want to increase their popularity, ban Mondays.
Yes. Right.
Or maybe even Fridays as well.
Yep, every Australia Day, the debate does rage, Alan.
Oh, yes, Robert, it does. And speaking of Australia Day, I was once again disappointed. Mm. I did not receive an honour in the Australia Day Awards.
Big Al, why should have you been a recipient of a gong?
Yeah. Well, Patrick, for services to alcohol, gambling, smoking, and basically having a bloody good time.
Yeah,
and services to joke telling.
Hey, joke telling.
Yes, and I've got one now.
Go ahead.
What's the difference between North Korea and the Central Coast Council?
I don't know. What's the difference between North Korea and the Central Coast Council?
At least North Korea allows you to fly flags. Good on you, Kim Jong-un. Anyway, let's go. Bye.
Goodbye, Alan.
Thank you.
Trip, trip, Triple M.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, how about this? There's a movie that's just been made about a bloke who went to school, Brian McKinnon, this is in Glasgow, went to school twice. So he went the first time and he went through and da-da-da-da-da. 10 years later, he had a change of heart. He wanted to start over school again and do it properly. So he went back to school.
But from year one?
Under an alias, he went back to his high school.
Oh, to his high school.
Yeah, as a 30-year-old.
I mean, that'd be a bit different.
Not, not learning how to spell cat.
D-O-G. Oh, God, he's really got to pick that up.
I'm the smartest in my class.
Yeah, how old are you, Matt? 30.
30.
So he went back to year eight.
Went back as a 30-year-old and changed his name, though, when he said that he was supposedly a Canadian student whose mum had died in a car crash.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah.
And he was sent to live with his grandma in Scotland. So he turned up at the same school under another name. No one knew.
But all these years later.
He went through and he got all these A's. He got a glowing reference, a place at the Dundee University to study medicine.
Wow. See, isn't it funny? With age, it comes...
If you want to learn,
yeah, you will.
You can learn.
Yeah.
That's what
and you look at all the distractions when you are at school and what happened, you know, you muck around, all that sort of stuff.
I mean, you go to university as an 18-year-old and you don't want to be there. Yeah. Good luck getting anything other than a P, because P's get degrees, they say.
Yeah.
But when you want to be there, you can actually do as well as
but
you like.
As you're a bit older, you become a bit more mature.
Do and you?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Not what I'm looking at.
Well, look at this, this story. Playboy model Elizabeth Marie Chevalier. She has claimed, correct pronunciation, she has claimed that men refuse sort of to date her because they're scared. Because she's tall, she's beautiful, she said, and I have a very intense personality.
Oh.
The San Diego residents.
That can be off-putting.
Oh, yes, yeah. Does anyone, has anyone married a stunner, an absolute stunner? I have. 1-3-5-3. Absolutely. Have you punched above your weight? You did, Matty Lucas. Oh, he's punching above, way our producer, way above his weight. Way above his weight. The San Diego resident finds this particularly, like when you are good looking, how is it? Would love to know when you're on a date.
You're genuinely asking.
The San Diego resident finds this particularly unfortunate because she's actually very sweet and loving. And it took some time to get to know.
Just intimidating though, because she's so attractive.
Yeah, you see someone.
It's almost fake. You go, how can that be
real? If you are too good looking, give us a call on the good looking hotline, 1-3-5-3. But it is. Yeah. Like, you know, if you go out and go, oh, no, there's no way he or she would ever be interested in me because they're so good looking. Does that happen? Has that happened? And you went, no, I'm going to give that a chance and give it a crack.
I never thought it was good looking that was the reason people wouldn't talk to me.
What was it?
I don't know. That didn't come out right.
People do say that my wife, Kirst, was punching above a weight when we got together. But I think it was I think it was reverse, though, you know, seriously. But if you are ultra good looking, it must be very difficult, I think.
Probably. Okay.
1-3-5-3. If you are so good looking, that you find
a
date.
Are you struggling to get a date?
Yeah, exactly. Good looking. Exactly.
Billy Mack?
Yeah. Billy Mack. Hello, mate.
Oh, Billy Mack.
Yep.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you, mate?
Oh, fabulous. How are you going?
G'day, Billy.
Good. Hello, Paddy.
Now, mate, talking about good-looking people on the Central Coast, you're one of them.
I've got the McLean curse. That's just, they can't help themselves. It doesn't matter what gender, animals, dogs. It's like having a second job. If I had a first job, it'd be like having a second job.
Right. But Billy,
good-looking.
Growing up, you would have had difficulty getting dates because you were so good looking, I could imagine.
Oh, absolutely. The chisel, mate, the chiseled jaw, the perfect features. Mm. Mate, I'm 55 and I still have my boyish good looks and charismatic.
Oh, I sculpturesque.
So, I'm so glad that I actually hooked Cassie because, and I'm the luckiest man on the planet having done it because I am batting out of my crease. Mm. But, Paddy, you're batting so far out of your crease with Kirst that you're in the car park. That's how far out of the crease you are.
In the car park.
Well, you don't even have a ticket to the game. That's how far out you are.
And it's in a big stadium too.
Oh, absolutely.
Billy Mack, my wife is blessed. Let me tell you, my wife is blessed to have someone.
You got the wrong word. She's cursed.
Oh, is that right?
That's her name.
All right. Thank you very much, Billy. Thank you for that, Billy Mack. It's always a pleasure when you call. All right. I'd see you, Willie. He fills you with confidence, doesn't he?
Good looking rooster, though.
He is good looking.
Feels good. Triple M.
But did you see? There's this kid, this toddler, managed to spend a whopping $3,000 after picking up his mum's phone and going on this shopping spree.
Oh,
jeez, right?
I've heard of this stuff happening.
Oh, my dog did that. He jumped on. I was buying
your dog
some
ordered
stuff.
Something online.
Yeah, no, well, I was doing it on my iPad, and then Bearsy jumped on, and his paw went boom. And I think I was buying a lotto ticket or something, and then he hit the expensive one. And then I didn't know which one.
What's the dog doing on your computer keyboard?
No, I was sitting on the lounge and Bezzy with me on the lounge.
Just on the phone?
No, on the iPad. And because he jumped up and he hit there and I didn't know which one. And then he just goes, check on that one.
Yeah.
But they discovered, and Madhu Kumar from New Jersey in the US was shocked to discover that his son who wasn't even 2 years old, had somehow ordered $2,000 or $3,000 worth of furniture from Walmart.
Geez, and kids clean you out.
Oh, mate.
Not just when they use your phone, all sorts of stuff. You know how much a kid costs? You wouldn't do it if you knew in advance.
Over 18 years, anywhere between
160K upwards to what, about 200?
No, 600,000.
No,
over 18 years. Yes, over 18 years.
Now, if you've got 3 kids, there's $500,000.
Yeah. Everyone would be millionaires if we didn't have kids.
Imagine.
They
tried to buy us all off with a baby bonus.
Yeah,
15-odd years ago.
Sucked in.
Gotcha.
And then look at that plasma TV that we bought for it. No, it didn't. Did not.
Did you buy a cot?
TV. But you know what? If we didn't have kids, we'd be all millionaires, but haven't they cost us some? Don't get your kids into skating. When Cal was skating, with the cost of the board and the trucks and the wheels and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's nothing, mate. You try to put a kid on a horse and wait and see how much it costs you. It's just ridiculous. It's a tap.
Well, hey.
You can't turn it off.
What about dancing?
How many of Stedford said you've got to buy a new dress for?
And then if your kids are in different routines, which quite often they are, they've got to have a uniform for each routine. And then if they have to do special classes.
$100 each for that, just for one recital.
Then they do the special classes.
Every 6 months.
It would cost you.
But they fish you in. They go, your child has got real talent. And I think we should put them in an extra class. Got talent, you say? Oh, okay. Hand over fist.
Okay.
Then you're not allowed to record the recital. You've got to buy a video of it.
How did your kids clean you out? We want them to know this morning. Seriously. What have they done? What is a sport or an activity not to get into? You reckon horse riding?
Oh, horse riding and dance recitals.
I reckon skateboarding.
They're my two.
133353. Give us a call. Let us know. But, skate, and then leathers. Then not only have your leathers, then you have to have the helmet, then you have to have your gloves with the pucks on it and all that sort of, mate, fortune.
And then you buy stuff they don't even use.
Yeah, I know.
I pay good money for those knee pads. You're wearing them.
Triple M.
Caitlin Unger from the newsrooms in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Caitlin.
Oh, good morning, guys.
How was your Australia Day? All right.
Look, it was good. I was here working for part of it.
Yeah. It was a busy day yesterday too.
With everything going on.
Hey, it was 2 months yesterday, I think, since our local boy Logan Lacerdo went missing without a trace.
Yeah.
What is the latest? What have, from the newsroom, what have you guys got? Anything?
No, it's been very quiet. We don't have any more information from police at this stage. They're still staying very tight-lipped on sort of lines of inquiry. Sort of the end of last year, they said that they still had some of those lines of inquiry that they were following. But family and friends here on the coast are still obviously desperately trying to find any trace of him. So I guess the latest is that they're going to be spending this weekend putting up posters trying to increase that search area, I suppose, from here down to Sydney, trying to get his face out there, trying to get any information from the public who may have seen him.
If you're a family or friend of Logan's, it's just impossible to fathom that a person can just disappear and that no one would have any news or word of exactly how or what's gone on.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But there's no obligation for the police to share any information because I guess it's part of a current investigation.
Yeah, that's right. And I think they have to be careful when they do have these investigations that it's not compromised. And they do let us know information when they have it. But I guess yes, that's what's concerning is that we had those bits of information start to come out where they found bits of his clothing and his shoes at the time that he disappeared, and then we've just had this period of nothing. So you can understand why, family and friends are just still so anxious and have to do something. So they're going to be putting up posters from Freeman's Waterhole right down to Hornsby, meeting on Saturday, if you can, at North Entrance Surf Club, if you're able to help, meeting on Saturday at 11 a.m. to go and start putting those posters up.
And if anyone knows anything, even you may think it might be insignificant, give the police or Crime Stoppers a call because it could be a vital clue that could help the police with this investigation.
It may help place a vehicle, place a person something, of mate. Interest, yeah, place something. Anything.
That's exactly right. And so, a reminder to everyone, it was November 26th that we last saw Logan. It was 1:15 in the morning at Magenta. He was walking along Wilfred Barrett Drive.
Yeah.
So if you saw anything in that vicinity or you've seen or heard anything since, anything that you might think is of significance, or even if you think, oh, you know, I probably won't bother with that, just, yeah, as you say, Paddy, yeah, put it forward to police.
Yeah, very much so.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M mm-hmm. and family to bulk mm-hmm. up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking Listnr.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast mm-hmm. with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.